Okay, let us begin. Today's daf is daf Tezayin. We are on the bottom of Tezvav and Mabez. We are up to the words I Hachi, but I like to just let's go back to Lema Messiah, which is about 10 lines up from the bottom. The Gemara had just quoted a statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had said that the machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi about whether you're allowed to burn Tamei Truma, that's Chametz, and Tahar Truma, that's Chametz, that machlokas is only in the 6th hour on Erev Pesach, but in the 7th hour, that even Rabbi Yossi would agree you're allowed to burn them together, because after all, they're Asur D'Oraisa anyway. So even the Truma Tahora is Asur D'Oraisa to eat. So if it's Asur D'Oraisa to eat, then Rashi's Lashon was, Ein Lucha Tuma G'dola Mizu. This is the greatest tum in the world if it's asr to eat. So therefore the Gemara is now trying to prove that idea of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yossi would agree that if something is tumi d'araisa, so then you could burn it all together. So lema mesayale, the Gemara had said, bring a raya, hapas she'if shavin if shalmi lechol la'adam. Va'kel v'yochol la'achla. Let's say you have chametz, bread, that was became moldy and stale, and it's no longer edible for humans. Human consumption is no longer possible, but a dog will still eat it. So the Gemara says, "But tam betumas ochlin bekaveitza." It's still called food regarding tumas ochlin, regarding being metami other foods. It's still considered tumas ochlin because it used to be food. So in order to lose the status of food, it must be nifsal even from edibility to dogs. So it still is called food. V'nisrefes about tamei bepesach, but because it's like so moldy, so it can be burned with tamei food on Pesach. So the Gemara assumes, hey, look at this inedibility. You're not; it's a lav basachila, and you're allowed to burn it with tamei food. So isn't that the same thing with Rabbi Yossi in the 7th hour? Wouldn't you compare physical inedibility to halachic inedibility? Just like by physical inedibility, you're allowed to burn it with Tameya, so too by halachic inedibility. In the 7th hour, you could burn it with Tameya. So the Gemara says, no, don't compare the two. Shiny hasab dafer ba'amahu. Maybe physical inedibility is worse. There, that's dirt. If it's considered dirt physically because you can't eat it, so then that's why you're able to burn it with truma with chametz that is tahora. And Rabbi Chanan explained this line and said, "What do you mean afar?" So Rabbi Chanan said the chiddush that it's afar, meaning if something becomes totally inedible, it loses its kedushas truma. Unbelievable chiddush. But that's what you have to say something like that for the Gemara. Why is physical inedibility worse than halachic? Both of them, you can't eat lamaisa, but says Rabbi Chanan, when it's chametz, when it's only a halachic problem, that it really is truma, but you can't eat it. There's an isser deravia alei. Masha Enkin, when it comes to physical inedibility, he assumes that that's worse. Again, Misvari, you might have said the opposite. Misvari, you might have said that halachic problems are worse, but at least here, that's how Rabbi Chanan explains the Gemara. Before we go to the next line, I just wanted to mention Tosos. But it's refes imatmeya. The Braisa had said if something is totally inedible, that it can be burned with tamei food. Nirilo ladamos haida'azel li'ibud l'zayin. Tosos points out that we're only comparing this to the case of the 7th hour, where something is asur da'oraisa already. Abo bevav ain't surfin. But in the 6th hour, you wouldn't be able to burn inedible chametz with tamei chametz. Kiva delo azel li'ibud el mishem gzeira drabanan. Because after all, in the 6th hour, it's only asur midrabanan. It's only holy midrabanan. And you're only able to burn it with the tamei foods when it's asur da'oraisa. What's the difference between da'oraisa and drabanan? Okay, maybe he's within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, but what's the difference? It says the Gilyoni Ashasi, Rabbi Yosef Engel, he says maybe this Gemara and this Tosfos is the mucker for the idea in the Achronim. We've mentioned this before from the Nesivos, that Isuri de Oraisa are Isuri Chefza. In the objects, if something is, if Hashem said something is treif, that means these atoms, these molecules are bad for me. There's something wrong with these this object that I shouldn't eat it. Masha Enkein, if Isuri Drabanan or Isuri Gavra. If the rabbis tell me not to do something, they don't have the power to change the nature of an item. Where the Torah says it's mutter, and they say they change the nature that it's asr. They can tell me not to do something. They can say to the Gavra, don't do this. But they can't change the identity of the Chefza. So that's exactly what Tosfos is saying. In the 7th hour, then you're allowed to burn it with the tummy. Because there, that inherently is different now, because it's Isur Daraisa, it's Isur Chefza. But Sheiki, Tosfos says in the 6th hour, it's only Isur Drabanan. What's the difference? No, because Isur Drabanan says, the Rabbi Yosef Engel on this Tosfos, is Isur Gavra, Masheiki, Bavav, Direct Rabbi Drabanan Asur, Ibkei Durak Isur Gavra, Avala Chifet, Sededu Asur, Lachem Lo Dami, Lepav She Ifshu, Dvaats Muso, Eno Roy. So we mentioned this in the past, based on the Rambam quoted in Shulchan Aruch and the Nesivos. The Rambam paskins that let's say you buy food from your neighbor, and you eat it, wonderful, you enjoyed the food, and then it comes out that it was not kosher. So do you get your money back from your friend? So the Rambam Paskins, quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, if it was asur d'oraisa food, then you get your money back. If it was asur d'rabanan food, you don't get your money back. What's the difference? If it was asur, it was asur. So the Nesivus explains, if it was asur d'oraisa food, then you did something wrong. You ate something that was bechefsa, that was asur. You did an aveira. You require kapara. You have to bring a karban in certain cases. So he has to pay you back. He was machshul you. Masha'eki, when it comes to Isidur Rabbanan, says the Nesivus, if you do an Isidur Rabbanan b'shogeg, you didn't do anything. Because the whole problem of doing an Isidur Rabbanan is because you're rebelling against the rabbis. There's nothing inherently wrong with this action, but you're just, it's an Isidur Gavra. So if you did it by accident, so it comes out, you didn't do anything wrong. What can you do? You know, wasn't the best thing to do, but what can you do? So therefore, you don't get your money back. So the Nesivus uses this chiluk, if you see a Gavra, you see a Chafsa, to explain that Rambam about whether you have to pay back the money when your friend ate the non-kosher item. Okay, but that comes from this little Tosfos and Rabbi Yosef Engel on this Tosfos. If you remember, we discussed a few days ago, the Brisker Rav's chiddush about Erev Pesach is a little different, because the Brisker Rav was machalik between the two Durabanan hours that were added on Erev Pesach. The Brisker Rav had said, in the sixth hour, it's really an extension of the Issa Daraisa, it's an Issa Chefsa. In the fifth hour, it's an Issa Gavra. So he was machalik within the Durabanans. But in general, the idea by the state of Adi Achronim is that all Issa Durabanan Arisure Gavra. Again, it's a generalization. There are exceptions, but that's the idea of the Achronim. Continues the Gemara. Ihachi. If this is true, that again, what did we say the whole day yesterday? We're talking about what Rebbe Meir is based on. When Meir says be divreihem lamanu, I know my shita about burning tummy and Torah chametz together from their words. So the last suggestion that we said was that he's based on Rebbe Chanina in the Mishnah itself, and you have to interpret Rebbe Chanina as a case of tummy versus and burning tummy with tahar d'oraisa meat, and it only became tummy meat d'rabanan. So ihachi, if that's true, my modeb. If that's true that he's based on Rabbi Chanina, then what's Rabbi Yossi, who's arguing with him, bringing in Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yossi's not talking about anything about those opinions. So Hachi Kamarle Rabbi Yossi the Rameir. This is what Rabbi Yossi meant to say. Afilu Rabbi Yossi de Mekel. You're right. You're based on Rabbi Chanina. But even in general, when there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Yeshua is the more Mekel opinion, ki Mekel betzluya betzmeya, ava betahor betzmeya lo. Rabbi Yeshua, who's the Mekel one in general, only allows you to burn tamei chametz with suffik tamei chametz, not with totally tar chametz. So the Gemara says, "More a second, ihachi amai ena yamida mido midahu." But still, fine. He'll quote Rabbi Yeshua from outside the Mishnah, but he didn't explain or say what the problem is with the comparison for Rabbi Chanina. If he has Rabbi Chanina to base his shita on, so he has to torpedo that raya. You know, there's nothing wrong with that connection. So why didn't he attack that one? So the Gemara finally has a different way to interpret the machlokas. Omar, Rabbi Yirmiya, really we've had two already. We've had one to explain that Rameir is based on the Didr Rabbanan of Rabbi Chanina. Number two is whether it's based on some Mishnah in Trumos, which we brought in. Now it's really a combination kind of the two, what the Machlokas is based on between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. In other words, can you learn from Rabbi Chanina earlier in the Mishnah? Is he a basis to teach me that you could burn Truma Temeya and Truma Tahora Chametz? You know what the Machlokas is based on? The following. Amr Birmiya Hacha. What's the case Rabbi Chanina is talking about? Basar Shenitva B'mashkin, Shenitvu Machma Sheretz. The case is that you had a Sheretz, you had an Avatuma, you had an insect that touched liquid, and now the liquid touches the meat. So this meat now is a, let's say, if the sheretz is an av, the liquid is a rishon, so the meat is a sheni. So the meat is a sheni. But is the meat is a sheni d'oraisa, or is the meat a sheni d'rabanan? Do mashkin, are mashkin mitame other things on a d'oraisa level, or on a d'rabanan level? That's the machlokas for Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, and that's why they have a machlokas, whether you can learn anything from Rabbi Chanina. Why? V'azda, Rabbi Meir l'taymei, Rabbi Yossi l'taymei. Remeir himself, and it's a beautiful svara, Remeir himself says that Tumas Bashkin is only Durabanan. So what's the case of Rabbi Chanina? You have something that's Tamei d'Oraisa, you're burning something with something that's Tamei only Durabanan, that's Tahar d'Oraisa. So that's why Remeir says, hey, if Rabbi Chanina says you can burn something that's Tamei with Tahar, so too with Chametz, Tamei and Tahar, you can burn together. So Rabbi Yossi, what are you talking about? Rabbi Yossi, Tamei d'Amar Tumas Bashkin, Tamei d'Oraisa. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Chanina's case, the thing is already Tamei d'Oraisa. Mashkin can be mitame other things d'araisa. So that's why Rabbi Yossi says you can't learn anything from Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Chanina's case is talking about two things that are tami d'araisa already. Rabbi Meir said, "Akalursa," because that's only Tamei Drabanan. But at root, the machlokas is, can Mashkin be Matame other items on a Daraisa level or on a Drabanan level? Titania, where do you see this machlokas? In the following Braisa. Safik Mashkin Litame. Let's say you have liquid, and you're not sure if they became Tame or not. So you have a suffix about liquids becoming Tame. So then it's a suffix, that's a suffix da'oraisa, and there we go, l'chumra, we say Tame, because that's a suffix da'oraisa, because it's about whether they become Tame themselves. L'tame acherim. But let's say you have a suffix whether a liquid touched something else, so then, are you Matame the other item? So it says the first opinion, Yitzar, no, that's a suffix da'rabanan. Div Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir, that Mashkin being Matame other items is really only a din d'rabanan. So suffix da'rabanan l'kula. And Rabbi Elazar agrees with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lakol Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda has the opposite opinion, that to be Matame others is also to Oraisa. And therefore, that's also Savig Daraisa, and you would go L'chumra. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrin, La'ochlin Tameyin, La'kelim Tahorin. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon split. They say Mashkid can be Matame foods to Oraisa, and therefore regarding foods is a Savig Daraisa L'chumra. Regarding being Matame Kalim, that's, you need, it's a higher standard, and it's a Savig Darabanan, and therefore it would be Tahor. Okay, so therefore you see in this Mishnah, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi or Lashitaso, whether to be Patami other items or is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabanan, and that's the basis for whether Rabbi Chanina is a good makar to teach me whether chametz, that is tamei d'oraisa and tar d'oraisa, can be burned together.
The Gemara on that Yudalek asked that if that's true, then the Mishnah should have said mash can you boil it.
If that's true, the Mishnah should have said. Well, the language of the Mishnah was. Basar shenitma bivlad hatuma im basar shenitma b'avatuma. So nitma bivlad hatuma. So what is the vlad? What is the vlad hatuma? No, we're talking about directly. But this is what is the vlad hatuma? So the vlad hatuma is the, because there, no, because there the Mishnah was suggesting that you're burning it with. You're burning it. What are you burning it with? So it's the liquid that's being matami it when you're burning it with it, and that's how it's becoming tummy right now as it's being burned. Here, when I talk about that, here we're talking about how the basar became tummy in the first place. So the Mishnah only says vladatuma. So what's the vladatuma? So it could be mashkin there. Period. There's an interesting question that the Noda Yehuda asks on this brisa. That is, right, there are some shitas, like Rabbi Meir, that says if you have the suffix derabanan, so you'll be lakula here. Because it's a suffix about being batabi acherim. Says that slach, we have a concept called davar sheish lamatirin. We have a concept that if something's going to be mutter in the future, or if there's a way out to make it tahar, you know, you might as well make it tahar. So it says that slach, ma'od ma'od anitama al hagamara. Says, I'm very matama on this gemara. He says, let's say we're talking about kalim here also, whether you're batar the kalim or not batar the kalim, just put him in a mikvah. It's like a davar sheish lamatirin. Davar sheish lamatirin means either it's going to become mutter or you have a way to make it mutter. So what are we saying, going by rules and regulations? Are you going to be machar? Are you going to be mekel? Just dump it in a mikvah if it's a klishatef. Why don't you say davar sheish lamatirin, just like we say a davar sheish lamatirin, something that's going to become mutter can't be batel because we say you might as well wait. That's Rashi's lashon in the beginning of Beitza. So here too says that slach. What are you having a whole discussion about whether the kalim or tummy, the kalim or tar? Just dump it in a mikvah. So what do you? The whole discussion. So it says the tzlach a chiddush. Umitoch kach ala b'machshavasi davar chadash b'davar b'din davar sheish lamatirin. I think let me tell you a chiddush. To lo amar of Ashi the davar sheish lamatirin afilu b'drabanan sveika aser. When do you say you always have to be machmir by davar sheish lamatirin? Ela b'davar shelo hayelo cheskas heter. That's only by an item that never had a cheskas heter in the first place. Could go. And what's the davar sheish lamatirin cases over there? Could beitzah shesafik no de b'yantif or no de b'asmol. You have an egg that was laid on yantif. You're not sure if it was laid yesterday or today. So then the gemara says you might as well wait till tomorrow. So you worried about nolad? It was great. So wait till tomorrow and you eat it. So that's weird. There's no cheskas heter for this egg. It didn't start off mutter. You don't know if it's usher or not. So that's where you say you might as well wait. Aval b'darver shahayu lo cheskas heter v'yachshav nolad bo safik iser d'rabanan v'yish lamatirin. But if it has a cheskas heter in the first place, and now you don't know if something's wrong with it, so then even darver sheish lamatirin by iser d'rabanan you would say is batel, and you would say you could go l'kula. So here too, these kalim have a cheskas kashrus, cheskas tara. So they're different than the egg case, the egg of beis hashan olda, maybe on yantif, maybe not on yantif. So that's the note of Yehuda says the whole concept of darver sheish lamatirin is only where there doesn't start off being mutter. That's why you have to be machmir in all the cases. But if something starts off being mutter, so then you would be able to say lakula even by a davar sheish lamatirin. Oh, remember that? That's why the Ran, if you remember, yeah, we had Machlokas Ran and Rashi, the Ran has a different understanding of what Dabrik Shesh Matirin is. Rashi's understanding is, you might as well wait. The Ran said it's based on the fact, min bamino lo batel. If you have two items that are like, bittel only occurs when there's a clash. When you have something that's usher, something that's mutter. If they have two things that are mutter, heter beheter is not batel. So the Ran's chiddush in Adarim is that Dabrik Shesh Matirin is like a little bit mutter. So that's why it's not batel. So maybe that's why he has a different interpretation. Again, it's a large sugi. We spoke about it in the past a little bit. But we're going to move along now, because obviously we have to finish a couple minutes early for the bris. Okay. Says the Gemara on line 5. Vesava Rebbe Lazar. I say that now. We'll see if it really happens. Vesava Rebbe Lazar. Mashkin Islahu Tumah Ba'olam. So now we're going to go off a little bit. The next lot is going to be about liquids in general. We just said the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi is about whether liquids can be matame acherim midrabanan or daraisa. So the Gemara says, does Rabbi Lazar say liquids can be tame at all daraisa? Vahatanya, the Braisa says, Rabbi Lazar Omer ain't tuma l'mashkin kalikur. Rabbi Lazar made this amazing statement: mashkin have no tuma associated with them. Period. What's tame? People, animals. Ochel mashkin? Mashkin can't become tame, or ain't tuma l'mashkin kalikur. And doesn't that mean that there's no tumah at all? Teda, and I'll prove it to you, that also, that it doesn't sound like liquids have any tumah. Shari heyed, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer is sreda. Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer was meyed. Al ayel kamsa, on a certain grasshopper that was called ayel kamsa, dachan, that it's tahar, it's a kosher grasshopper. A, that's not our issue now. But the second half, but al mashkin base mitvachaya, dachan. Dachan means tahar. And on the mashkin, on the liquids in the base mitvachaya, that means in the shlacht house. What shlacht house? The north side of the mizbeach, where all the shrita was done for kachin kachin. That's called the basement bachaya. So there's a lot of blood going on around there, and there's a lot of water there when they wash things out, and everything goes into the gutters and gets cleaned out there. Cezer b'yosi ben yoezer, all of that blood and water is tahar. So doesn't that mean because liquid is not tame at all? So don't these makaras, Rabbi Lazar, say there's no tume at all? So what's Rabbi Lazar talking about? That in the Brisa that we just quoted, the Rabbi Lazar agrees that regarding itself, right, what does it say in the Brisa? The Rabbi Lazar agrees to Rabbi Meir, which means that by tame itself, it's a Savig Daraisa. On tame others, it's Savig Darabana. What do you mean tame itself, Savig Daraisa? There's no tume at all when it comes to itself. It's all Darabana. So Gemara says, Hani Chalish Shmuel to Amar. It's okay according to Shmuel, who interprets that these statements as a chilek. It doesn't mean that there's no tumah at all, but honey chalish mol damar dachan milatami tumas acherim. What did Yossi ben Yoezer mean that all that liquid, that water and blood is tahar? It meant that it's tahar from mitame other items aval tumas atzan yeshvahan. But of course, it's tumah itself. Shop here that according to Shmuel's interpretation of Rabbi Yossi, there's no problem, because just like Shmuel interpreted Rabbi Yossi as saying it is only no tumah to others, but there is tumah to itself. That must be what Rabbi Lazar also means when he says ain't tumah kolikir. It must mean that there's no tumah to anybody else, but there is tumah to itself. But according to Rav, who says when you say tahar, you mean totally tahar, so then we're stuck. We have a Stever and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says there's no tumah to liquids, while earlier he agreed with Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, Ma'ikel Meimar. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Achada. Rabbi Yitzchak says no. When Rabbi Lazar in the Brisa on top of the Amud said Kidvarav, I agree with Rabbi Meir. He only agreed with half of Rabbi Meir, not all Rabbi Meir. He agreed with the second half of Rabbi Meir when he said the suffix regarding tumah to others is suffix drabanan. That's what he agrees to. But the first half, he'll also say the Savig Drabanan, because really Rabbi Lazar holds there's no Tumah D'Araisa when it comes to liquids. The Gemara says, one second, V'ha Kidvarav Ka'amar, D'Nefishi. Kidvarav means like his words, plural. So what do you mean he only holds like half? He doesn't say Kidvaro, he says Kidvarav. So therefore, doesn't that mean he holds like both sides of the statement? V'yod V'ha V'chein K'tan, he also says V'chein. V'chein is comparing the two Shitas. So obviously they're saying the same thing. Kasha, okay, we got this, that's a Kasha. Gufa. So we have a machlokes here between Rav and Shmuel whether liquids can themselves become tamei d'oraisa or not. Gufa, interesting. What do we paskin? The Rambam paskins. Look at the Rambam in the beginning. He tells us Tumas Ochlin. Or you think, oh, Tumas Ochlin. Oh, what is it? Two prakim. Tumas Ochlin. What is it? 15 prakim. Right. 16 prakim in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. See, so Rambam had what to say in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. So said the Rambam in Aleph Dalid that only ain sham mashkish and makabel tuma el shivas mashkish and menidu bovad. The Rambam paskins like Shmuel that really mashkin can become tame, but he says only the 7 mashkin can become tame. The 7 mashkin that could be machshir, the yad shachadam, the 7 mashkin that could be machshir the kabel tuma, Those are the only ones that can be become tummy themselves. And the Raiva jumps on the Rambam. What are you talking about? So all the Makoris about the seven mashim, that's what in terms of Hukshala Kabal Tumah. But if they tummy themselves, right, Nafkamina apple juice. Right, you can have a Beth Shem Mashiach in the cup today, you can serve apple juice, orange juice could oranges become tummy? Machlokas Rambam Raivin. Halacha L'maisa. Right, what's the Shulchan Aruch going to paskin? We don't know. Shulchan Aruch didn't write to Mentara. So we're going to have to figure out who we paskin like. But it's May Paris. Machlokas Rambam Raivin, whether it's going to become Tamei. That is the Machlokas. Remind me, if we have time at the end, there's an interesting case that the Chashuki Chemet says regarding this Machlokas Rambam Raivin. Gufa, let's continue though. Rab Amar Dachan Mamish, Shmuel Amar Dachan Mamish, Rab Amar Dachan Mamish. Rav says, liquids are totally tahar, so what does it mean when Rabbi Yossi said a statement in the Ebraisa that the liquids in the base Hamigdash are tahar? So what did he mean by that? So Ksavar Tumas Mashkin Durabanan. Rav says the entire issue of Mashkin becoming Tami is Durabanan. Chigaz Rabbanan Mashkin Dalma. When the Rabbanan makes Zeres on liquids, that's only by other liquids. Rabbanan did not make any gzera on the liquids in the Mesa Mikdash. Right, based on Einshvus but Mikdash. Shmuel Amar, no, Shmuel says, Dachar min tamei tumas acherim, aval tumas atzman yesh lahen. Really, Shmuel says that tahar only means to be tahar others, but inherently, liquids can become tamei daraisa. Ksavar, what does Shmuel hold? Tumas mashkin atzman daraisa. Tumas mashkin themselves can be tamei daraisa, and you can't change that even in the base of Mikdash. In the base of Mikdash, the din of daraisa apply. So, latamei acherim darabanan. To be tamei others is a din darabanan. V'chigazer rabanan b'mashkin d'alma, and when the rabanan were gozer to add on to being matame others, so that's only outside the base of Mikdash. But mashkin basement bachaya lo gozer, but the liquids inside the base of Mikdash, they were not gozer on this extra step of being matame others. But their only power was regarding being matame others. But regarding being matame themselves, they couldn't change that because that is a din to oraisa, and that applies even to the water and the blood in the base of Mikdash. Period. Amalei Rafuna bar Chinin el Abrei. Rafuna said to his son, Ki Ailus l'kami d'Rav Papa. When you go to Rav Papa, Ramile, ask him the following question. Mi Amar Shmuel, Dachan mi l'tami tumas acherim, avol tumas atzman yishlohen. How could Shmuel say that there's a Bria out there that's Tamei, that's not Matamei? How could he say that? Kari Khan, doesn't the Pasuk say, V'habasar asher yigah b'chol Tamei lo yeyachel, butter which touches anything that's Tamei, you can't eat it. Which sounds like, if basar touches anything that's tamei, it's going to become tamei. So what do you mean? You're telling me that liquids are tamei daraisa, but they can't be matamei daraisa? What do you ever find such a concept? If something's tamei, it's tamei. So the Gemara says, Amar Shisha Breda Ravidi. What's the problem? Mitzavei Ravi Bakodesh. Don't we have a principle? Let's say, for example, you have something that's tamei, that's a Ravi. Bakodesh, the final step. So that's tamei. It's a Ravi, but it can't be matamei anything. There's no such thing as a chamishi. So you have a concept of something being tamei that cannot breed tumah. You could be a holder without a carrier. I don't know what the word is. Something that you have the disease, but you can't transmit it. You have that concept. So the Gemara says, "Vayisik b'lo Ravashi." No, there's a big difference between Ravi Bakodesh and real tumah. Ravi Bakodesh v'likri tameh, like we said yesterday. What is a Ravi Bakodesh called? Psul, pasul, not tameh. That's a pasul. If this is the final step, hi ikri tameh. But here you have liquids. Liquids. This is could be a rishon. It could be an av if it touches a tameh. If it touches a dead body. So kasha, it's a kasha on how Shmuel interprets the pasuk. But again, it's not a tyufta. It's not like a total rejection. He'll say that it is possible. Don't interpret the pasuk as saying there's no exception to the rule. Tashma. So now we have other cases. Now we're going to try to ask some questions on Rav. Rav, who said there's no such thing to oraisa as a tummy liquid. That's what Rav holds. Focus, Rav and Shmuel. So Tashma, the pasuk says, "V'chol mashke sheyishaseh v'chol kli yitma." Any liquid that is consumed is drunk. V'chol kli, any kli yitma can become tamei. So isn't that pasuk referring to like liquids becoming tamei? Right, liquids in a kli cheres. So no, ma yitma hichshir. What does that mean? That the liquids will become tamei? No, it just means these liquids inside can be machshir. That's really what it means. Pnei Yeshua says, what are you talking about? It says yitma. No, so the Pnei Yeshua said, no, it says yitma lashon asid. It doesn't say tamei. Yitma sounds like you're doing something for the future. So yitma must mean you're giving it the ability to in the future become tamei, which is hechshir l'kabel tuma, which is not tamei. That's how you get it from the lashon asid. So my yitma hechshir. So Gemara says 1 second. Hechshir may reishit the krasham eslei. You already know hechshir, the din of hechshir l'kabel tuma from the beginning of the pasuk. Mikol ha'ochel asher ye'achel. You know there the beginning of the pasuk has a reference to hechshir v'chulu. So Gemara answers chad v'tzlusha v'chad v'mechubarin. You need two psukim. One to teach me that liquid which is still attached to the ground can be machshir l'kabel tuma. And want to teach me that liquid that is already disconnected from the ground can be hooked to the kabel tumah. In other words, let's say a well or a spring, something that's connected to the ground, a puddle, that's machshir. Again, if the food is still attached to the ground, it can't become tameh. When you have a cucumber that's still in the ground, it can't be mukshal kabel tumah yet, because everything is then mukshal kabel tumah, because everything gets rained on. So the food item has to be detached for sure. But does the machshir element, does that one, does that have to be mechubar or tlushis? Says the Gemara, either one. Vitzrichi. And you need two psukim to teach me that what's the liquid that's being machshir can be mechubar or tlush. Diyesh bina bitzlushin. If you only had a makar that tlushin liquid is machshir, I would have thought only tlushin. Mishum dachshavinu. Because there you've been machshir this liquid. You've taken it in a bowl. You've taken it out. You've done something to it. So that's a significant liquid. It has the shame mashke to be machshir l'kabel tumah. Aval b'mechubar. But if you didn't do anything to it, if it's still in its natural state, maybe it's not called a liquid yet. Maybe it's not called a mashke if it's in a puddle. And therefore, maybe you would have thought it's not mashke l'kabel tumah if, let's say, a cucumber falls into it. So that's why you need the pasuk to teach me mechubar. V'itana mechubar, and the opposite. If you would have only had the pasuk regarding mechubarin, I would have thought that things in their natural state are chashuv. But avot tlushin emalo. But something you did something to something already. There's a human element that you've done something. You've degraded it somewhat. You've lowered it somewhat. So I would have thought it's not machshir. Tzrichi. That's why you need two psukim to teach me what could be machshir l'kabel tumah. Period. Tashma. Another kasha on Rav. Ach mayan ubar mikvi mayim yator. A mayan and a bar, a well and a water source is tahar. So isn't the diuk that these waters can't become tameh? They're tar because they're connected. But if you would have liquid that's not attached to the ground, it can become tameh. Kasha Tarav. The Gemara says no. Ma yitar mitumaso. What is the word tar in that pasuk referring to? It's referring to the person who jumps in, not the water itself. But if somebody jumps into this mikvah, so then they become tar. If they jump into a shower, so then they're not going to become tar. But it means because that water is detached. But that's what it's referring to. It's referring to the gavra. It's not referring to the water itself. If a dead sheretz, good question. The Gemara talks about it. If a dead sheretz falls into a well, what about the water right there? Obviously, it's not matami all the waters in the world, but the Gemara talks about that case. What do you have to do? Continues the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Utlushin mimachshirin is talush water, is detached water from its natural source. Is that machshir? V'hamar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, mashem bismit b'chaya lo dayan shein dachan el shein machshirin. We have a statement that those liquids in the place of shechita, in the Beis HaMikdash, on the north side of the Mizbeach, not only are they tahar, they did not become tameh, but they're also not machshir. The water and blood is not machshir. So isn't the basis for that because water and blood are not machshir at all? Kasha on what we just said, that water, right, water and blood are two of the machshirin liquids. So Gemara says, Tirgama al dam. No, when it says, when this state, Rabbi Yossi made the statement about it's not machshir, it's only referring to the blood in the Beis HaMikdash. That has a special din, the blood in the Beis HaMikdash. To Amar Rabbi Achia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin ladam kachim she'eno machshir. How do you know the blood of kachim is not machshir, even though other dam is machshir? Rabbi, know Yad Shach Adam, one of the seven liquids, one of them is dam. But that's not talking about dam kachim. Dam kachim is a special pasuk, Zeres HaKasev, that it's not machshir. Shadamai, what's the pasuk? Ala aretz tishmachenu kamayim. The pasuk says, what's dam? Part of the definition of dam is that it is spilled on the ground. Let's say you shecht something, so the blood you don't care about, you spill it on the ground. Dam shenishbach kamayim machshir, blood that is spilled on the ground like water, is called dam, and therefore it's machshir l'kabel tuma. Dam she'eno nishbach kamayim eno machshir, the blood that is not spilled on the ground. Why? Because it's caught in a kli, because it's a mitzvah to do kabbalas adam, right? One of the dalal avodas adam, shkita kabbalah halachas rika. So kabbalas adam is, so therefore it's blood that's not poured on the ground, so therefore it lacks the definition of dam, and therefore it's eno machshir, it's not machshir l'kabel tumah. So therefore that's what was being referred to in the line of Rabbi Yossi, is referring to dam kachim. Dam kachim is separate. That's not machshir l'kabel tumah. The Rambam even goes a step further, and again, not everybody agrees to this. They say Rashi here seems to disagree. The Rambam even says dam kachim can't become tameh. Even though he says that usually the seven machshir become tameh, this lima not only says that dam can't be machshir, but dam kachim also can't become tameh, which is a big nafkamina. Big nafkamina. You have all this blood all over the place in the Beis HaMikdash, so can that blood become tameh and then cause problems for kohanim? So it's a big nafkamina. The Rambam Paskin said no. Dam kachim not only is not machshir, but dam kachim can't become tameh. Ask the Gemara 1 second. Maskev l'rishmol barami, hari dam atam sistinish v'kamayim beino machshir. Find the blood, there are two kinds of blood, of a let's say in an animal. It's the blood that shoots out right when you sheft it, which is called the dam chius, the life blood, where the life comes out of the animal when that blood comes out. And also the dam tamsis is the blood that comes out afterwards. The other blood that after the animal's dead already, so that's called the extra blood, the blood that oozes out. So that blood, what's the mitzvah to catch the kabbalas adam? The mitzvah of kabbalas adam is only by the lifeblood. Right away, you put the kli underneath and you catch the blood. But all the blood afterwards, that can be go on the ground and you clean it up afterwards. There's no mitzvah of kabbalas adam by that blood. So the blood afterwards, that blood is poured on the ground, is nishba kamayim. So why is that blood not makshir? We say that no blood in the base of Middash is makshir. One second. Last one, Rishol Barami, Harry Dama Tamsis, the Nishma Kamayim, Dam Tamsis, which comes out after the lifeblood, it does go on the ground, there's no mitzvah, so therefore it should be called Dam, but still, ve'ino makshir, we know it's not makshir l'kabal tumah. Why not? So Gemara says, Amalei Rav Zeira, no, Hanach l'dam Tamsis. Don't bother me about Dam Tamsis, which is the blood that comes out afterwards. Afil b'chul enami l'makshir. Forget the Beis HaMikdash. Dam Tamsis is never Machshir. The only Dam that's Machshir L'Kabal Tumah is always lifeblood. Lifeblood is what's called blood in Halacha. Kibla Minei Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, what's it based on? The following. To Amar Rachmana, the Torah says, Rach Chazak L'Viltiyah Chol Hadam, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. Right? Don't eat blood. It's an Issa D'Araisa to eat blood. A bunch of times the Torah says that you shouldn't eat blood. Rashi quotes two opposite opinions on Allah Torah. Rashi says the Torah has to say it so much because you see how low we were, we even wanted to eat blood. Or Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so nice, he gives us mitzvahs about even things that we're not going to do anyway. Right? So many times he says, don't eat blood. We're not going to eat blood anyway. Who eats blood? So therefore, you have to say it so many times. It is halach l'maisa, so you have to be worried. Let's say you have a cut on your finger. Let's say you have a cut on your lip. You got to know when you're allowed to. Sometimes, what do we do automatically? Right? We don't want to stop the bleeding. So you got to be very careful there because you got to know whether it has the shame dam or not. If it's already called dam, then you can't do that because you're eating dam. If it's still in your mouth, it's not a problem. But if it's already outside, you got to be careful. Says the Gemara. So you shouldn't eat dam because blood is the life, is the nefesh. So what does that mean? Dam sha nefesh yotzeba kari dam. Dam sha ein nefesh yotzeba ein kari dam. Dam by definition is lifeblood. So that applies bein in the Beis HaMikdash and bein outside the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's not makshir. That's a separate din. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, it is makshir. But Dam Tamsis, don't bother me, because that's not called blood. Again, there's a lot of association in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. We discussed it a couple years ago in Maseches Sanhedrin on a Tuesday night, when you have a revius of Dam in a house. That's Matami Ba'ohel. Matami Ba'ohel, right? Only a revius of Dam. Why? Only if a person's. No, because a life blood is like a reflection and the symbolism of a person, because you have the life blood in there. And when Machlokas Tanoim, what if it comes from two different mason? Half a revius of one, half a revius of the other. So it depends. Is this blood really taken? It's a stand-in for a person, or you just look at it. You have more flexibility. But either way, says the Gemara here, life blood has a definition of dam, and that's what's machshul kabel tum. Period. Tashma. So now we have another kasha. Oh, there is. I just saw a little, just one line. Where is it from? One of the rebbes. Right, one of the rebbes. Where is it? The Chabiner. I think it was from the Chabiner. No, the Cheshinover. A rav called to be Cheshinov. Zichri Yogan Aleinu in the Sefer Magalias Hashas. He says, Dam Shenishpach Kamayim, when he read this line, Dam Tamsis Shenishpach Kamayim Ve'eno Mukshar. That was the Kash of the Gemara. He said, well, I was getting shiur and he started crying when he read this line. Dam Tamsis, right? Dam Tamsis Shenishpach Kamayim Ve'eno Makshir. So the Hasidim say, what are you crying for? So he says, Derek Drash, he says, Dam Tamsis. He says, right, Dam Tamsis, Idish blood, shu Tamsis v'ikar ha'olam. Tamsis also means the ultimate purpose. Doesn't just mean, that's another translation of Tamsis. Dam Tamsis, he says, when you have Jewish blood, shu nishma kamayim, chaman al-asplan, the blood is flowing in the streets, is nishma kamayim, ve'eno mukshir, it's not makshir for Mashiach to come already. It's not makshir, un es noch nish, that site Mashiach zu kommen. He says, it translates for us who aren't familiar, but he read, that's how he reads this line. He says, Dam Tamsis, Shenish Makam, Vino Machshir, right? We have so many karbanas. Isn't that enough for Mashiach to come already? So we have to know there are a lot of levels of interpretation of the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Tashma. Dam Shenitma Vizarku, Bishogi Hurtsa, Bemesi Lo Hurtsa. A halacha that we're going to come back to a number of times in Maseches Pesachim. There's a magical halacha of the tzitz. The tzitz on the Kohen Gadol. We know the Kohen Hediot had four begadim. The Kohen Gadol had eight begadim. He had four extra special ones. One of them was the tzitz, was the special item that he wore on his forehead. It said Kodesh Lashem. Big Machlokas we showing him. How did it say Kodesh Lashem? Kodesh on the bottom line, Lashem on the top line, on the same line. It was just the Hashem up above. Different look in the picture books on Parshas Truma. You'll see all the different pictures of the different shitas. But that's the tzitz. So the tzitz has special power, says the Gemara. That even if there's a problem somewhere along the line in the Avoda, certain types of problems, problems, as we'll see. If there are certain problems, the tzitz makes it that the carbon works anyway, and the kapara is achieved anyway, even though there was a problem. That's called the tzitz maratza. The tzitz of the Kohen Gadol is maratza, even if there's a problem in the avoda. Major machlokes, does it have to be on his forehead, or does it even work even if it's in this cubby, not on his forehead? Again, those are gemaras in Pesachim that we're going to talk about later on. But that's the power of the tzitz. So that's this price is related to that. So damshen nitbal, let's say blood that became tamei vizarku, and you sprinkled it anyway. Even you sprinkled the dam on the base of it, even though it was tamei bishogeg. If you did it bishogeg hurtza, then hurtza means it still achieves kapara. It's merutza l'Hashem, and everything is fine because you did it by accident. Why? Because it was tamei. That's the power of the tzitz. The tzitz causes it to be kosher. But if you sprinkled it, knowing that it's tamei lo hurtza, then it's no good. What does no good here mean? Rashi explains, no good means the kohanim can't eat the basar of this carbon. But even if it's mezid, the kapara is achieved. You know why? Because there's a counter pressure. What are you going to say? It's no good? So you're going to have to bring another carbon? Bringing extra carbonates to the base of Mikdash is not good either. There's a concept called Havas Chulum Azara. If you really achieve Kapara, just because we're going to be Kones you, you shouldn't have done it. So we're Kones the Kohen. But you're going to make this other Yisrael bring another carbon? That's Havas Chulum Azara. You can't bring extra carbonos. So says Rashi, Midaraisa the Tzitz Maratza, even on Mazid. But Midarabanan, we're going to have a Knas, we're going to have a fine. So we're going to fine the Kohen, because we're going to tell the Kohen you can't eat the kachim. Why? Because even though it's a mitzvah to eat kachim, that's shev al tasa. We're going to say, Kohen, too bad. Sorry, you can't do this mitzvah, and you'll have to wait, and you'll have to burn it the next day. But to do something bekumva asay, to say that the carbon doesn't work, and if you bring another carbon, Chazal don't have the power to do that. That's what the Gemara says in Yevamos. Yesh koch b'yad hachabim lakar tov ben haTorah b'shev al tasa. Usually not bekum vaasei. So therefore here, we're going to say that you can't eat, the kohanim can't eat the food, but the bialim still achieve kapara, even if the kohanim sprinkled bimeisit. But what do you see from this braisa? Dam shenitma. Dam became tamei. So isn't this the kashan Rav? Rav said, dam can't become tamei daraisa. Rav says, liquid can't become tamei on a daraisa level. So the Gemara answers, midirabanan. It really means dam became tamei midirabanan. Utoloka Rabbi Yossi ben Yuezer Sreda. And against Rabbi Yossi on Amar Aleph, because Rabbi Yossi had said that liquid can't become tamei at all. Period. Rav agrees, though, that it can become tamei on a derabanan level.
So
here it's saying, is that the chiddush? The tzitz helps on a derabanan? The tzitz helps you on anything, even on the daraisas. But the question, the issue is, maybe the chiddush is that they were konates even on a derabanan when you did it b'meza, that you still can't eat the food, even though it was only tamei derabanan.
But do we say on that the liquids were not the tamei derabanan?
Even, didn't we say that looks like not metame, but what about if it's tummy itself?
If it's dam nefesh,
well, the Rambam said it can't become tummy. Let's figure out how the Rambam reads the Gemara. We said it's not machshir. It's not machshir. What do you mean not become tummy? We said it's not machshir l'kabal tumah. Kedam nefesh is the status of dam, and only the status of dam regarding hechshir l'kabal tumah. The Rambam extends that to mean not even tummy. Other Rishonim say not. They can't become tummy. Tashma. A big question, what I mentioned before. Maybe sucking out a cut that you get, that's not lifeblood. So does the Isra of Achilas Dam apply to other types of blood? So again, on the Daraisa, maybe not, but on the Drabana level, it probably applies.
But it's not eating until you swallow it. So
okay,
swallow it.
Okay, if it goes in your mouth, where's it headed? No, there's a...
Oh,
okay, you can spit it out. Okay, you can spit it out. Okay. Tashma. Another Bryce. Alma Tzitz Maratze. On which types of problems in the Avoda does the Tzitz help you? Is it Maratze? Al Adam, Al Abasav, Al Chelev. On blood, meat, or Chelev. On any of them, Shenitma. That became Tameh. Bein Beshogig, Bein Bemezid, whether Shogig or Mezid, Bein Beonis, Bein Beratzon, whether it was an accident or willingly, Bein Beyachid, Bein Betzibur. Question mark. So what do you see here? That the Tzitz is Maratze on any Tameh. That's what the rule said. The Tzitz is Maratze on Tameh. But let's say you have meat that went out of the Beis HaMikdash, what's called Yotze. Then you brought it back in. The Tzitz is not Maratze on Yotze, says the Mishnah. This is only Maratze on Tameh. On all Tameh problems, the Tzitz is Maratze. So again, you have another Brisa here that says, Dam, but that became Tameh. So we're going to get the same answer. Midra Rabbanan, Utzloka Yosef Ben Yuezer is Shreda, period. Tashma, another Brisa. V'nasa Aaron is Havana Kadoshim. Aaron will literally carry the sin of the Kadoshim. Again, talking about the Tzitz. Which avon, which sin are we talking about that Aaron HaKohen is going to carry and say that the kapara is achieved even though there was a problem? Im avon pigol, if it's talking about the sin of pigol, harikfar nemer lo yiratza. No, it says that pigol, it doesn't work. Lo yiratza. Im avon nosar harikfar nemer lo yachash, if it doesn't work. What kind of a kapara is achieved by nosar? So Rashi right, no sir, is when something is left over and you burn it the next day. There's no kapara chief, that's just a mitzvah to burn extra leftover stuff. So Rashi says the words pigel and noser here mean different things than they mean in the rest of Shas. Pigel and noser here really mean the two problems of pigel. Chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mkomo. Chutz l'zmano, when you coin shech something to do it, things during the shechita, to either eat or sprinkle the blood, chutz l'zmano, that's usually called pigel. Pasol is doing the same thing, but thinking that you're going to eat it or sprinkle chutz l'mkomo. Usually chutz l'zmano, that's called pigel, and chutz l'mkomo is called pasol. So those are the two items here that are being discussed when it says the word pigel and noser. So it says the Gemara, so if it can't work for those two, so heino nosi alavon tumma. So what must it be referring to? What sin is helped by the tzitz? Tumma. Why tumma? Where do you see a model that tumma could work even though it's tameh? Shehudra mechala b'tzibur. We know there's a concept, tumma hudra b'tzibur. If most of Klal Yisrael are tameh, and it's a carbon tzibur, carbon pesach, let's say, you bring it anyway, tumma hudra b'tzibur. So you have a model that tumma is wiped down even though it doesn't cause problems. So too, Aaron HaKohen, the sin that he helps with the tzitz, is tumma. So ma'il av tumma's dam, isn't this whole brisa talking about the tumma of dam, and again, kasha on Rav, because Rav says dam can't become tameh. So amar Rav Papa lo, tumas kimatzim. We're talking about a case of a carbon mincha. Forget an animal. We're talking about a carbon mincha, a flower carbon, which also has four avodos. Just like dam, dalal avodos hadam, shkita kabbalah holach hazrika, a mincha, a flower carbon, also has dalal avodos. What are the dalal avodos? Kemitza, right? You pick up the flower with the fingers and you wipe the outside fingers. That's called kemitza. That's parallel to shechita. You put it in a kli shareis. That's kabbalah. Holacha, you walk it over to the mizbeach. And haktara, you burn the kemitza on the mizbeach. So there's a parallel for items. The kemitza, the flour that you're going to burn, is parallel to the dam. Because just like the dam that you sprinkle, nothing becomes mutter, and kapara is not achieved unless you sprinkle the blood, so too, unless you do the kemitza, you burn the flour on the mizbeach, the rest of the mincha doesn't become mutter to the kohanim. So Rashi here, the Gemara here explains, Rashi explains that we're talking about the kemitza, the flour becoming tamei, nothing to do with dam. So that's a solid item, so therefore nothing to do with shitas rav, with liquid becoming tamei or not. Tashma, let's do another couple lines, finish up the sugya. Tashma, the pasuk in Chagai. It's one of the treyasar. Hechein yisa ish. Chagai is rebuking. Rashi here explains. The song about the time of the second base of Migdash, where the Kohanim went back up to the second base of Migdash, and Chagai is giving them a bechina, basically, on Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Did you study Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara in Galus, so that when you come back, you'll know it? Right, Musar Haskell for us. Rashi explains four lines from the bottom. Lefi shenish takech mehen v'gola shenish asku ba b'kachim. Right, even in Bizan Bayisheni, they skipped the tumah and the kachim sugyas. They said, "Oh, give me arachayim." You know, it's alam aisa. Right, so again, we have Musar Haskell from Chagai that we got to learn Kala Torah Kula. Right, the Rashisha Sidre Mishnah says Chagai to them, "Hey, Nisa ish b'sar kodesh b'knaf bigdo." Let's say somebody has literally a b'sar kodesh in his beged. Rashi here explains b'sar kodesh here means a sheretz. However, it means a sheretz. It means a sheretz. You have a sheretz in your shirts. V'naga b'knafo el halachem. You took that sheretz in your shirt and you touched it to bread. And the assumption is that you mamash touched the sheretz to the bread. So what happens? So the sheretz is an av, the bread is now a rishon. The el hanazid, and then to lentils, so that's a sheni. Ve'el hayayin, shlishi. Ve'el hashemen, revi'i. Ve'el komachal, or any other item, hayikdash. Does that become tamei? Chagai asked them. He basically asked them, is there a concept called revi'i bakodesh? V'yanu kadel konim, v'yom lo. The konim said, no, what are you talking about? That's not tamei, that's so distant. V'amar rab, ishtabishkani. And Rav says, you know, these kohanim made a mistake, right? Because it's a concept called revi'i bakodesh. So one second, we're talking about shemen here. Oil, that's a liquid. Rav says there's no such thing as tumah when it comes to a liquid. So the Gemara says, no, midi hu tamei el rav. We're talking about Rav. No, Rav has already said that some liquids can become tamei. Rav mashki basement b'chaya tani. Which liquids the Rav says that there's no tumah and tara by? But the liquids in the basement b'chaya, in the shechting place. What are those two? Water and blood. That's what's over there in that section. But avo mashki bay mitzbachaya. But liquids associated with the mizbeach. What liquids associated with the mizbeach? Oil and wine, tamei, those could become tamei. So Rav would have, and that's what what's talking about the pasuk in Chagai. So that's why he agrees that those kind of liquids can become tamei. Period. Okay, I didn't get to mention the chashuke chemed, but his suffix was, if somebody faints in the Beis HaMikdash, in the middle of the Azara, and you have to bring him something to revive him, is it better to bring, and you only have tamei items, is it better to bring tamei food or tamei liquid? So he talks about maybe tamei liquid, because tamei liquid doesn't have the power to be metamei others, and in the whole isser of bringing tamei stuff into the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rambam, is you're being metamei the Azara. So maybe it's better to bring tummy liquid into the azara to save the person rather than tummy food, because akalakal is better, always less. But again, we didn't get to read it, but that's, if you want to look there, that's the hara. Okay, we'll stop here. And today's shiur was Zechanishma, David Svi, Ben Dov Mordechai.